for calling XPL. This is Brittany speaking. How may I help you?
Hi. My name is Mr. Smith, and I'm asked to call this number to schedule a measurement of a stovetop I have purchased from Home Depot.
Yes, sir.
And I'm returning the call. I've called there twice, and I've gotten disconnected both times. I don't understand. I don't think it's my phone. Can you call me back if we get disconnected?
You got disconnected from us?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, I apologize about that.
It's happened two times, actually. They keep saying, hello, hello, and I say hello back, and they hang up because there's no connection.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. But anyhow, if you can call me back, if we do get disconnected, that would be great.
I'll surely try. Okay, and what is your order number? H015-335-333. Okay, hold on. Give me that number one more time. It's not pulling anything up for me.
Okay, it's H0131-185-333.
Okay. I don't have that order. Let me see. Let me reach out to my lead. Double check and see if. And that was a Best Buy or Home Depot order?
Yes, I'm Home Depot, yeah.
Home Depot measurement order?
I have a number for the Home Depot receipt also for the cooktop.
I'll try that.
Okie dokie. Okay, it's H0131-185-331.
No. Okay. Let me see if I can search it a different way. It's not pulling up anything with that order number.
Okay.
And you're trying to set up for a measurement, correct? I want to make sure I'm understanding you right.
Yes, that is correct. And then I see there's another number on the receipt. It's got another number.
Okay, what's that number?
It's only the 69.
Okay, it's H0131-185-332-101. Maybe that's it.
Not the $69.
No, that's not pulling anything either. Let me just try to, let me see if it'll let me search by your name and find it.
Okay. I've got two receipts, one for the cooktop and one for the measurement. So I don't know which one you want.
So you already had the measurement. You just need to have an install for the cooktop?
I paid for the cooktop and I paid for the measurement, and that's all I've done. They said for me to call this phone number to schedule in somebody coming out to the house to measure, which I paid for.
Okay. Let me see if I can search you a different way, because none of the information you gave me so far is pulling anything in my system.
Okay.
I'm going to do it the long way. Okay.
I appreciate your help.
My pleasure. Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. There we go. Oh, my God. Don't make my life difficult. Oh, I know what I did. I'm such a dumbo. There we go. Okay. 2025. Okay. And may I have your phone number starting with your area code first?
678-485-2748.
And that was 678-485-2748.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now I apologize. This is gonna take a while for me to try to find it for the phone number. I do apologize in advance for some reason that those two order numbers are not in our system yet. Okay, so we're gonna try to find it by the phone number. Okay, there's nothing in the system with that phone number. Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
So I can call Home Depot back and maybe it's whatever. But your company has called me twice and I've been unable to answer the phone, so I know it must be in the system somehow.
Okay, let me ask them because I don't know why those numbers are not working. I don't know if that, because sometimes what will happen is Home Depot will say, oh, you need to schedule something, but if they don't send us the information that needs to be scheduled with you, I can't schedule it because on our end, you don't exist yet, which is odd. But there's somebody trying to call you that I can't find the order.
Yeah, so they have tried to call me, so that's great.
Okay.
For the address, maybe help or just phone number.
Okay, let me search one more thing.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And what is your, sir, do you mind giving me your last name? I'll try to do one more way.
Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Okay. And what is your first name?
Fred, F-R-E-D.
Okay. Give me just a second. I'm going to try to find it that way.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And I apologize. Usually it works with that one of those two numbers. It usually will pull something up. It's making me a little concerned that it's not.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, we'll figure it out.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Give me just a moment longer. I apologize.
That's okay. Thanks for your help again.
Pleasure. Okay. I apologize. I'm just waiting on it to load the results so I can try to find you in the system. I'm trying to do it the long way just by your name and just by the orders that we've had in the last, 6 or 7 months to try to find it that way. Because it might just show me where you placed the order, and Home Depot was like, okay, you're going to get this customer. It's going to come to you eventually, and they're going to need, installation and measurement. If I can try to find that, then I got something to work with.
Yeah. The funny thing is that they have called twice and left a message for us to call back so we can proceed with this. But I was not able to answer the phone the two times that the company called, and it was from the phone number I'm calling you now. So they must have something in the system somewhere,
And, Mr. Smith, would you mind giving me your address?
It's 4815 Haydens Walk Drive. It's H-A-Y-D-E-N-S. Haydens Walk Drive in Alpharetta, Georgia.
All right.
30022.
I found it.
You did.
It just needed me to do it the long way.
Yeah, okay. I wonder what the situation was, huh?
I don't know. You know what? They changed your order number. That's what it is.
Oh.
They changed it. Because the ones you were giving me, I think, were just for the store. Yeah, it's different for us. For some reason, that's so weird. They should have gave you the same one.
What is the number? So I have to refer back to it.
Okay. So your number, the easiest number would be 072. A is an apple. A is an apple. 835.
Okay. 072-8-835.
Correct.
Two A's. Okay.
Two A's.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a second. Let's try to get that scheduled. Okay. Okay. Is that my right form? I'm glad I got you on the phone today. I don't get to do many schedulings for measurements. Usually I get the people after they've measured and they're like, okay, someone is here installing my appliance or my cooktop. I'm like, oh, you beat me to the punchline.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you answered the phone when I called. So that worked out just
yes, good. Sir.
Right.
Okay. All right. Let's see what dates we have available. Looking for one more thing. No, that's not the one. Where did I put it? There we go. Amen. Okay. Thank you. All right. So, okay. Let's see what dates we have available. Today is the 27th. Monday. Okay. Okay, the next available date I have for a measure will be Tuesday, June 2nd.
Okay, that would be June 2nd is a Wednesday, right?
Correct.
Yeah. June 2nd is Wednesday. But do we have a time?
Let me see if it'll give me an updated time.
Okay.
I want to make sure I'm doing it right. No, that's not right. Oh, don't do that. Just trying to kick my date out. We don't want to kick my date out. We want to. Okay. Yes. Scheduling. Oh, I apologize. It's trying to give me a little too many options. I want to make sure I choose it right so it doesn't kick my date out.
Okay. All right. Second the date first, and then she can give me time. I don't want to ask too many. I already clarified that.
Oh, don't do that. Yes, do that. There we go. Okay. Where is my... That's not, don't do that. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. I apologize. It's kicking me out again. Don't do that. Okay, give me just a second. What I'm doing right now, because for some reason it keeps kicking me out when I try to select the date and push it through. So I'm reaching out to my senior lead to get them to see if I can open that date up. I don't know why it's doing that, but I don't like it. Well, we want the closest date. We want to get them out there quickly to you.
Okie dokie. I'll wait for you.
Yes, sir. Okay. I apologize. I'm just waiting on them to help me. Let me know what's going on with this date. I want to make sure it's available. If it's not available, a different date. But if this one is available, this looks like the closest date. I want to get this one.
Yeah, great, great, great. In the afternoon would be great, too.
Okay, I'm sure they're going to try to get that.
Great.
Okay, they're like, let me take over, let me try to fix it. Okay, please fix it. I don't know why that we want the second. We don't want any other date.
No, just the second in the afternoon if we could.
Are we sure they're gonna try? Okay. I apologize. I got somebody helping me. He's trying to make sure it's doing it too, because it's clicking. It's doing the same thing for him.
Oh my, okay.
Okay.
Something like June 2nd at 3:00 in the afternoon would be great.
Well, I'm going to try to get that scheduled for it, but for some reason it keeps wanting to kick my date out, but it's showing the date is available, but it just keeps kicking it out.
Yeah.
It just keeps saying error. So I don't know if it's just like a system error where it's like, okay, give me a moment. It's a lot of people doing stuff, or it's like, okay, that date is not available because it keeps letting me select it. And I apologize.
Yeah.
You're being inconvenienced by it wanting to not act right.
Yeah, that's okay. I know you're doing the best you can, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm like, I'm going to close it. I'm going to refresh it because that'll fix it. And it's like, I want to cut up again, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. See if it fixed it. Come on. Okay, so right now I've got it scheduled for the 2nd. I have added a note that you would like an afternoon measurement. Right now, unfortunately, what Home Depot does is they initially schedule it just from a 12-hour window from 8 to 8. And then what will happen is the day before, they'll call you and give you a 4-hour window. So they're going to tell you, okay, you're in the first half of that or you're in the second half of that. I've already left a note requesting that you basically be in the second half of that so that you get, well, the first half or the latter part of the first half so that you get that afternoon. But I'm also going to leave a secondary note so the service provider can see it. So once they're scheduling for the, you know, the truck to come out, they'll be able to say, okay, this person wants a later afternoon. We'll put them toward the end.
Perfect. Okay, that sounds like a plan.
All right. Mrs. Smith, again, I apologize for it taking so long, but we have got you scheduled for the 2nd of June. And then, like I said, you'll get a call on the 1st. That'll be the evening. It'll be a recorded call. That'll be by 9 p.m. at the very latest. You'll get that phone call. It'll just be reminding you, again, giving you that four-hour window, letting you know if it's either daytime or nighttime, excuse me, morning or evening. And then 30 minutes before they're on their way to you, the technician will actually call you and say, hey, just a heads up, I'm on the way to you now.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, thank you very much for all your help. You've been especially very, very nice. Thank you.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, I appreciate everything. You have a beautiful day, okay?
I'm surely going to try.
You
do the same as well.
Okie dokie.
All right, bye-bye.